It's Monday's Roundup, proudly sponsored by Chet's Feed and Seed, where you can buy everything from chicken feed to suspicious-looking lawn ornaments. Richland Hospital, keeping our community healthy. Cardinal Glass CG, fixing broken windows before the cold gets ya. Ensign Funeral Home, planning ahead so your loved ones can focus on the stories and not the paperwork. Start your week with updates you'll actually use. Plus, Chet's Chuckle, jokes so corny they should come with a warning label. That's Monday's Roundup,
making Mondays just a little less Monday-y.
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in. Rawhide.
Hey, there he is.
How you doing, buddy?
Not bad.
Wearing a spring
short sleeve shirt.
Yeah, looks good. You were a little late for St. Patrick's Day, though. That should have been what you wore on the 17th.
Oh, it was cold on the 17th, though, wasn't it?
I think so.
Yeah.
In the morning, anyway.
Yeah. Huh. Anyway.
But so looking good.
I struggled. Struggled to wear it.
Did you? Why?
Yeah, because it was still 35 at my house this morning.
Oh, yeah. So. It's still chilly. It's 35 here.
You know what kind of weather it is? Heater in the morning, AC at night.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So that's how it is.
Wear your winter coat and then carry it home.
Yep, carry it home. So, anyway, how was your weekend?
Lovely. Yeah, it was good.
I heard you did some...
we got a few things
trying
done.
Trying to get some stuff done with the yard.
I impressed June yesterday because it wasn't
Did you wake up?
It wasn't take nap, get up, rinse, repeat, you know.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was...
Did your mower start okay?
Oh, yeah.
Mine did, too.
Boom. Right there,
mine
baby.
Did too.
Ready to roll. Yeah. So did the old... I drove around the old Farm All Super C.
Oh, did you?
And the mighty Alice Chalmers, too.
Really?
Yeah. Had the blade on. Did a little... You know, I crunched down my mole hills. See, I don't worry about moles. I just crunch the hills down.
Yeah, they'll be back today.
Oh, I'm sure they will. That's what... I can justify keeping the tractor.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, squish down the holes.
Yeah. See what you do. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not a bad idea, though, Phil.
No, not bad.
Can I borrow it?
Sure, if you want.
Yeah,
it's kind of a long, lonely drive down to Boscobel.
Maybe.
But, you know.
If I drive it down there, will you come pick it up?
Come pick it up?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe. I don't know.
Drive it back?
I suppose.
In warmer weather?
Warmer weather, exactly. Yeah. This summer, maybe.
Sure. Anyway, nothing fun. Did you see the Brewers last night? Yesterday?
Yesterday.
Unreal.
I was listening. And I didn't hear all of the comeback. They were down 7-2, and then I was doing something, and then all of a sudden, I tuned in when it was like 7-6, and then Yelly hit the...
I tuned out at 7-1. Wasn't that in the sixth? It was 7-1 or something. I was going, these guys lost it.
Uh-huh.
And I tuned it back in when the game was over, and they won. I was going, jeez.
Couldn't believe they won. I know.
Good for them, though.
Yep.
And Connecticut last night.
Huh? Oh, I know.
Down 19 points.
We had that game on in the background and just kept watching them. Oh, they're a little closer. All of a sudden, that was how you lose a game there in the end. Again,
yes. You
know, you.
Well, I thought Duke was just, they stopped playing. Played to win played to save the game. And you can't do that. I mean.
Key knockaway on that.
Oh,
pass.
But
you can't try to pass it over him. That was kind of a huge mistake there, you know.
Well, the guy was 6'8".
When you catch the ball and the clock's running down, just stand there and
just
hold
stand
it.
And hold it.
Make him foul you.
Yeah. You know,
but in the heat of the moment.
Wow.
I'm sure that Phil Nee and his prime wouldn't have done any better. So.
Well, they jumped. You would have ran underneath them.
Oh, probably.
Yeah. We're that small.
Sure. That's true. Really. 6'8 guy jumped against me. I didn't, you know, gotten right between his ankles and got out of there.
Yeah. So. Big plans this week?
Big plans? Yeah. We have a couple of Easter games coming up. A couple of games to broadcast if the weather lets us.
If the weather holds us.
I think the weather is a little bit inclement, but that rain will be good for us.
Yeah,
right?
I'm going to Riverdale tomorrow. They'll play rain, snow, or shine.
Yeah, yeah, so. I've got that one scheduled, too. I've got my weather pod.
Oh, you do?
Just in case.
I'll help you take it down if you need help.
Thank you. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So
fold it up.
Getting it up is no problem.
Don't let it beat you.
Yeah, don't. Anyway. Today is Chet's Chuckle.
Yes. Have you been successful?
No, but you know when you buy a bag of salad and it doesn't get all brown and soggy?
Right.
Yeah. Cookies don't do that.
Cookies
don't do that.
Well, yeah. In fact, June made chocolate chip cookies for me yesterday.
Where are they at?
Good, good stuff. I might have eaten them.
All of them?
They went pretty fast, yeah.
They didn't get soggy then, did they?
No.
Yeah, I didn't figure they didn't.
No.
Okay.
They didn't get stale.
No. Did you know they say... 9 out of 10 forest fires are started by humans.
Really?
Yeah. What does that tell you, Phil? There is one bear out there that knows how to use a match.
Smokey Bear is bad cousin.
Yes. Yeah. Somebody, yes. Yeah. But one of those guys knows how to use it.
Only you can prevent
forest fires.
Right. When my employment application asked who to be notified in case of emergency, I wrote, a very good doctor.
Not bad.
Thank you.
Not bad.
Yeah, right. Well, that makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah, my son came visit me over the weekend. It's Sunday, actually. He was quizzing me over the weekend with math problems. He said, Dad, I hear that you're really, really fast with arithmetic. And I said, I was, yes. He goes, then what is 14 times 7? I said, 62. He goes, that's totally wrong, Dad. And I said, yeah, but it was fast.
Can't deny
He was not amused.
Yeah, the old P Ridge calculator.
Yeah,
there. All right. Well, let's take time out and hear a word from our sponsor, Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such in Richland Center.
Hello, friends. Ellie here from Chet's. Are you looking for a place to get feed for all of your furry friends? Well, look no further. At Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, we have premium feeds for cattle, hogs, horses, sheep, and even rabbits. We carry many of the best brands to keep your animals happy and healthy. We also have chicken, feed, and scratch. But don't worry, we still have our huge selection of premium cat and dog foods as well. Chet's is your one-stop shop for all of your animal feed needs. Stop down and chat with us today at 880 North Orange Street or give us a call at 608-647-8833. Without you, there wouldn't be us.
All I ask, Hank, is a chance to prove that money can't make me happy.
Yeah.
Right? I just like to try.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd like to try.
Uh-huh.
I went to Chet's over the weekend.
Did you?
Yeah, on Friday. I'll never forget the look on the cashier's face when he scanned the packet of bird seed, and I asked for and ask him how long would it take for these birds to grow.
Oh boy! Dwayne?
Yeah, he wasn't happy with that.
No?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think he made him laugh.
No, probably not. How about that Simonson boy?
Oh, he's out to doing something today. Yeah.
Let's see.
I think it's wrong that only one company makes Monopoly.
He's got a point,
He's got a point.
Parker Brothers, right?
Yes.
Parker Brothers has the Monopoly on Monopoly.
Yes, yes, they do.
Right.
That's and to me, that's illegal.
Yeah, it should be, right.
Well, you know how I'm always trying to find new things to do?
Oh, of course.
So if you buy something, you have to sell the old one. So I was trying to sell... I was selling my old bicycle to a potential buyer when he asked me how low it would go, how low I could go. And I told him about 2 miles per hour. Anything else would probably tip over.
Yeah, probably.
they're still not good. How low can you go?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Or you can deflate the tires.
Yeah, deflate the tires, yeah. They tried a new food over the weekend, Phil.
Did you?
You called the Pelican Burger.
Pelican Burger.
Oh, yeah. It wasn't bad. Until I got the bill.
Not good. Not good.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, my nephew called me the other day and says, Uncle Hank, I need a job. Do you have any suggestions? And I said, you should apply for the search and rescue team. He goes, huh? I said, yeah, they're always looking for someone.
Not getting any better there,
Hank. No.
Oh, boy.
Nope.
You know, the other day, Hank, I found a lion in my closet. When I asked what he was doing there, he said, Narnia business.
Narnia business. Yes, yes, yes.
Narnia business.
You know, it's hard to see my doctor. So I finally saw my doctor on Friday in the middle of Piggly Wiggly. Showed him my rash on the backside.
Oh, boy.
But he just ignored me and kept pushing his cart through the store.
I can't believe that.
It's unreal. I'm not paying him for that visit. Would you?
Well, he was probably going to go find you some sort of ointment, you know?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, like 911.
Right.
never come here again. But not to brag or anything, but I can't forget what I'm doing while I'm doing it. You know, have you ever had that?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, I mean, that's a skill that everybody has.
Sure, sure.
You know that.
Multitasking.
Yeah. Us on every Monday, Phil, it's like, okay, let's try this one again. You know, when you wake up.
Oh,
not
sure.
Good. Not good.
Sure. Yeah. Sure. Same joke, different day.
I tried to be normal once, Phil. Worst 2 minutes of my life.
I bet.
It was a bad thing. A girl.
Oh, boy.
A girl was giving her boyfriend directions to her apartment.
Oh.
Okay, listen. When you get here, go inside. You'll see the elevator on the left. get in and press 9 with your elbow. He paused, with my elbow? Yeah. Then when you reach the 9th floor, turn right, second door is mine. Okay. When you get there, ring the doorbell with your elbow.
Hmm.
Okay. He frowned. He goes, wouldn't it be easier if I just use my hands? She said, she went silent for a second. She said, oh my goodness, you're coming empty-handed?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Flowers, yeah. Maybe a little something, gift or something. Yeah, right.
Doesn't sound like a good start.
Probably not.
Yeah.
But she was thinking ahead, though.
Yeah. Was that
the kicker?
No, not yet.
That wasn't the kicker?
I'm going to have the joke of the Friday joke or a Monday joke, okay, of Dad's jokes. Here's number one.
All right.
How do farmers like to party? They turn up the beats.
Oh, the beats.
Turn up the beats.
That's right.
Yeah, I got two of them. Two veggies there.
You know, the turnips are bad. There's some sick beats, right?
Yeah. I'm sure the turnips are bad in here.
Sick.
Yeah. All right, buddy.
Here
is your kicker.
Everyone brace themselves.
All right. Hospital regulations require a wheelchair for patients being discharged. However, while working as a student nurse, I found an elderly gentleman already dressed and sitting on the bed with a suitcase at his feet who insisted he didn't need my help to leave the hospital. After a chat about the rules being rules, he reluctantly let me wheel him to the elevator. On my way down, I asked him if his wife was meeting him. He says, I don't know, he said. She's still upstairs in the bathroom changing out of her hospital gown.
Oh!
Yep.
Hangster. Yep. Hangster.
Yeah, so anyway.
You outdid yourself this week, well, there.
I hope everybody at least had a chuckle out of something.
Maybe.
Or at least a groaner.
A groan?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the same thing. On a Monday?
Yeah, on a Monday you need that.
And it's going to be a beautiful day.
So yes, it is.
Just take it one day at a time. The rest of the week could be a little rainy, which
100%
is the way.
And special thanks to Chet's Feed and Seed for their continued support of Chet's Mondays, even if our jokes are not good.
That's right. So, all right.
Have a good one, Hank. Have a good day. Be kind.
That's Hank Bray.